Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. And he blessed them, he parted from them, and was taken up to heaven. Then they did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The first time I remember hearing the stories of Jesus' ascension into heaven, I couldn't help but think that if I were there when that happened, I would still be standing there going like this. But that's not what happened. They didn't wait long to go back to their lives with joy in their hearts, as the scriptures say, continually praising God and doing the work of Jesus in the world. They recognized their commission and they went to it. But the best insight I got actually ended up coming to me at a priest funeral. I was still a transitional deacon. I was about 2 months away from being ordained a priest, and one of our senior priests died. And that is always a kind of an uplifting experience, believe it or not, for me, because we all try to gather. If you're available to go, you go to the funeral. And we gather together and pray together. Now, little insider tip here. If you ever have a priest tell you to stop talking in church, sit behind a group of priests at a funeral. And you'll know that we're hypocrites if we ever tell you that. But at this particular funeral, as we were sliding his casket into the hearse to go to the cemetery, one of our senior priests who was near me said these words, "There's nothing deader than a dead priest." And I couldn't even figure out what he was talking about at first. But then I came to realize that what tends to happen in parishes is that people think when their pastor leaves, everything is going to fall apart. Some of you may be wishing I left, but that's another story altogether. But they think things are going to change so much and everything's going to fall apart. And that never happens. Things keep going. The church continues. Everything moves along. Not because they didn't love the guy that left, but because it's not based on any one of us, it's based on the living body of Christ. So the church continues. Well, Jesus didn't totally leave. In fact, he got closer to his disciples after he ascended to the Father because his Spirit was poured forth into the hearts and lives of the people. He was so intimately close that he was part of them, part of us. And so they didn't sit there staring at the sky, wondering where he went. They knew and believed he was with them. So they went out rejoicing and praising God, but most importantly, they went out continuing the ministry of Jesus by taking all the things they had received and offering them back to the world. And they did it so well that it didn't take long for his message to move throughout the known world, that people began to ask to be baptized, to want to be one with this faith, because Jesus Christ was fully present in their midst through his disciples. That hasn't changed. It's the same reality for us. Whenever we act with Jesus' presence a part of us, whenever we act with His love and His mercy and His compassion, His presence, the world changes.